When I was learning how to play a musical instrument, a task that I didn't rise to any level of proficiency with, but when I was learning how to play a musical instrument, very often when I was going to play a piece of music, I would begin by playing it slowly, even if it was a very quick piece of music. I would play it very slowly at first so that my fingers would get used to where they needed to be at any particular time, so that I could then play it more quickly and more quickly up until I was at the speed at which the music was supposed to be played. Well, in some ways, we are doing that in these days, going very slowly through the events that we celebrate every single Sunday. Because every Sunday when we gather for the celebration of the Holy Mass, we are acknowledging and entering into the mystery of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Going from the upper room to the cross and then to the empty tomb. But we're doing it very slowly, very methodically, so that we can meditate on all these things. Because the more deeply we consider them, the more deeply we meditate upon them, the more we will be able to enter with great benefit into the every Sunday celebration of the Holy Eucharist. So tonight we start in the upper room, and by the way, for Holy Thursday, Holy Thursday is a day for priests. Because even though for us, we celebrated our Chrism Mass on Monday, where the bishop blessed the oils that we use for the sacraments, and all the priests of the diocese gathered in order to renew their priestly commitment. Even though we celebrated that on Monday, it's really supposed to be celebrated Holy Thursday morning. The reason we do it on Monday is because the distances that the priests and others have to travel in order to take part in the celebration and to receive the oils. And so there really wouldn't be enough time if we did it Thursday morning for people, for example, from Grand Cache to come all the way in and to celebrate and then go all the way back out to their home parishes. So we do it on Monday. But really, Thursday is the day that we do all of these different things. And that's why Holy Thursday is a day for priests. Really, when we come to this evening celebration, there are three basic messages or three basic things that surround the celebration. One is the priesthood. Another is the Eucharist. That's why the readings were very much focused in on the Eucharist. And the third one is, well, they say fraternal charity, but it's basically service. When Jesus says, if I, your master, have done this, you also must do this to one another. So that whole reality of service. And I was going to focus primarily on the aspect of service this evening, recognizing the fact that it's not just service in terms of doing good to other people, but it's a service that is the result of Jesus first serving us. Jesus first washing our feet so that we can then go and wash each other's feet. To realize that it's not just a call to do good, but to do good that is the result of what God has done for us, and to reach out to others on that basis. But it was with the sudden passing of my friend, Father Les Jerwicki, that I thought maybe I'd like to focus a little bit more this evening on the priesthood. Because again, one of the things that St. John Paul II said is that the Eucharist makes the church. No Eucharist, no church. The Eucharist makes the church. But then we can move from there to say, well, if there's no priesthood, there's no Eucharist. And if there's no Eucharist, there's no church. So if there's no priesthood, there's no church. And as you know, for many, many years, we have been struggling with a shortage of priestly vocations. And I think that part of the reason for this is that we have lost a certain sense, not everybody, but many people have lost the sense of the central importance of the Eucharist for our salvation. We have in many ways de-supernaturalized the church. Now, this process of desupernaturalizing the church is not something that happened quickly. It's been over the last 300 years or so that this process has been taken over, and it's more and more people have been fed this kind of an understanding. And so gradually people have lost, to a greater or lesser extent, their appreciation of the supernatural. That we look at the church more in terms of doing good for others, you know, reaching out to the poor, doing other things like this, and we fail to understand, at least to a certain extent, just how important it is to have Christ minister to us first. And that it's through the priesthood primarily that Jesus ministers in this way to each and every one of us. Now, if we grow in our appreciation of the Eucharist, we are also going to grow in our appreciation of the priesthood. That the priesthood will be something of value to us. And if we value the priesthood more, we are going to do more to encourage other people to enter into the priestly ministry, especially those whom we recognize might have a vocation. When they show those signs that they might be called to the priestly ministry, that we will encourage them more and more to follow the call of God in their lives, to realize just how important it is. You know, when I was vocations director for the Archdiocese, and I would have young men come to see me and asking me about the prospects of a vocation in their life, I would always encourage them to the diocesan priesthood. That's where I'm at, you know, diocesan priest. Why? Because even though there are the diocesan priests, and there are priests in religious orders like the Dominicans or the Franciscans or the Jesuits or all of the different religious orders, all those are needed as well. But the reason I would always encourage young men towards the diocesan priesthood is because the main purpose of the priesthood is for the people, for all of you. So that through the priest, God can minister to you, especially by giving to you the body and the blood of Jesus. And so I think it's important for us to reflect on the priestly ministry. I mean, it's a great loss for us when we lost Father Les so suddenly and so unexpectedly. And I think back about his life and the fact that when he was ordained to the priestly ministry, there really weren't very many others in that time period who were ordained along with him. You know, I think that there were some others ordained, but in a certain ways, I was ordained about 10 years after him. And to a great extent, I was the next one type of thing. So I was figuring that in order to have enough priests to serve us in the diocese, that we would need about 4 ordinations every year. 4 ordinations every year. We are not anywhere close to that. We are not anywhere close to that. So again, continue to pray, because the one thing that Jesus asked us to do with regard to vocations is to pray. He said, pray to the Lord of the harvest, that he send out laborers to his harvest. And the more we desire, the more fervent our prayer will be as we ask God for this particular gift. I also want to point out just one last thing, is we heard the bells being rung during the Gloria tonight, and they're not going to be rung again until the Gloria on Easter or Holy Saturday, the Easter Vigil. For this approximately 48 hours, there are no masses celebrated anywhere in the church throughout the world. The rest of the year, there's a mass being celebrated somewhere, every hour of the day. Somewhere there's a mass going on. This is the only period of time where there are no masses being celebrated anywhere. Why? Because the church is in mourning as we move into Good Friday. Because tomorrow, it's not a mass, it's a service. So the Holy Communion that you're going to receive tomorrow is consecrated tonight. We don't do a consecration tomorrow. So everything is consecrated tonight. And tomorrow we have the service where we acknowledge what Jesus went through by dying on the cross. But it's not until the Easter Vigil on Saturday evening that once again we celebrate the Holy Mass, when we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, because now the time of mourning will be over and it'll be time for us to celebrate. So I know I've put a lot of things in here, but just some things for your consideration, but particularly to focus in on the whole reality of the priesthood, the need for the priesthood, because we need the Eucharist, and we need the Eucharist so that Christ can serve us, and in Christ serving us, we are empowered to serve one another.